Amid reports of deer diseases, should consumers of deer meat be concerned? Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There have been outbreaks of hemorrhagic disease, HD, in some deer and concerns over chronic wasting disease, also known as CWD. University of Missouri specialists say humans are not at risk of hemorrhagic disease, a virus in deer, and there is no evidence at this time that chronic wasting disease can spread from deer to people. But wildlife specialist Bob Pierce says deer might develop secondary bacterial infections because of HD, and that would make them not suitable for eating. As for CWD, a brain wasting disease, the deer form has not shown evidence of posing any danger to people or livestock. However, experts recommend not eating meat from any deer that has shown symptoms of chronic wasting disease. Extension veterinarian Craig Payne says meat should not be consumed from deer or any animals for that matter that were visibly sick or displaying abnormal behavior. Extreme care is urged for any deer that is harvested, even if they appear perfectly healthy, to prevent contamination and spoilage. For example, deer should be cooled down as soon as possible. Hunters are urged to get the carcass to a processor within 12 hours if the temperature is above 50 degrees. A very small number of deer have been found to have chronic wasting disease in Missouri. Check with your state conservation department to find out more. I'm Julie Harker.